بسم الله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد Mirath Publications presents Bite Size Ramadan Day 8 in the year 1437 Al-Hijri The title The Keys for Receiving Provisions by Sheikh Muhammad Bazmul Receiving provisions has keys The most important are five The first Being continuous upon the five daily prayers. This is from the secrets of where paying zakat is repeatedly connected to establishing the prayer. This is, and Allah knows best, an indication that whoever established the prayer, then their provision will increase, and they will possess wealth more than they need, so much so that paying zakat becomes obligatory upon them. This is why the saying of Allah is repeated in the Quran, أَقِيمُ السَّلَاةُ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةُ Establish the prayer and pay the zakat. The second, seeking forgiveness. Allah subhanahu says,
وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويزدكم قوة إلى قوتكم ولا تتولوا مجرمين
And O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to Him. He will send you from the sky abundant rain and add strength to your strength. So do not turn away as mujrimeen, criminals, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah. Surah Hud, Ayah 52. And Allah subhanahu says,
فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا وَيُمْدِدَكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا
I said to them, Ask forgiveness from your Lord. Verily He is oft forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance and give you increase in wealth and children. And bestow on you gardens and bestow on you rivers. What is the matter with you, that you defer not Allah, His punishment, and you hope not for a reward from Allah, or you believe not in His oneness? Surah Nuh, Ayah 10-13. The third, keeping good relations with relatives. The most important and at the forefront is being good to parents. From Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Man sarrahu an yubsita lahu fi rizqihi, aw yunsa lahu fi atharihi, falyasil rahimahu." Whoever is pleased that his provision is increased, or that his life is lengthened, then he should keep good relations with his relatives. Collected by Bukhari. The fourth, taqwa of Allah. Allah Ta'ala said,
وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ
And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to Him, He will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty, and He will provide him the sources he never could imagine. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then Allah will suffice him. Verily, Allah will accomplish this purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things. Surah Talaq, Ayah 62-63. The fifth, performing Hajj and Umrah a lot. From Abdullah radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, تابعوا بين الحج والأمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والذنوب كما ينفي الكير خبث الحديد من الذهب والفدة وليس للحجة المبرور ثواب دون الجنة. Follow up between Hajj and Umrah, since they wipe out poverty and sins, just as the furnace separates the iron slag from gold and silver. There is no reward for a Hajj done correctly except paradise. Collected by Tirmidhi, Nisa'i, and authenticated by Al-Albani in Sahih Sunan al-Tirmidhi. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ